a new study that will appear in an upcoming edition of the Journal of Consumer Research finds that uncertainty can be motivating. Here to tell us more is the lead author of the study, Professor Ayelet Fishbach of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. She studies social psychology with an emphasis on motivation and decision-making. Welcome, Dr. Fishbach.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for being here tonight. Well, first, would you please briefly describe your general area of study for us?
Well, as you just said, I'm interested in motivation. I'm interested in decision making. I'm trying to see what gets people to get up in the morning and do the things that they would like to achieve that day.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting and pretty important. Why did you decide to look into, particularly into the effects of uncertain rewards?
Well, we suspected that anything that makes the experience of doing something more involving, more exciting, will get people to work harder. And uncertainty in what I'm going to get is something that is interesting, that I would like to find out what is it. I would like to make the unknown known. And we saw that when people are working towards something that they don't quite know what it is, that would make them more excited and they would work harder. It was also a bit unintuitive because you could say that people like uncertainty, and we certainly find that people, before they work on something, they appreciate certainty, they try to avoid uncertainty. And so it was interesting to show whether we can get this effect where people work harder to gain uncertain rewards, even though they don't know that this is what they will do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, please explain the experiments involved in this study. How were they set up?
Yes. So let me give you an example for how we test this question. In one study, we looked at what percentage of college students would drink a large but yet safe amount of water for either $2, this is for some people, if you manage to drink all the water, you get $2, or for other people, for a chance to get either $1 or $2. This is the uncertain condition, in which case, if they manage to perform the task, then we flip a coin and we give them $1 or $2. And what we find is that about 70% of the people were completing the task, drank all the water when they knew that they will get either $1 or $2, depending on the coin flip. And much fewer people finished that water, did the task, when it was for a sure thing that was only 43%. This is an example. In another study, we looked at bidding. Okay, so we looked to see how much people bid in a bidding war for something that is sure or not sure, and we found that people bid put higher bidders on, higher bidding prices on the unsure thing.
So, as an amateur here, thinking about this, is part of this because it feels more fun, like a game, if you don't know?
Exactly. Yes, you don't know what you are getting, and you are curious to find out. And exactly, it's a game. It's fun. It's exciting.
So had you hypothesized beforehand that the uncertainty would be more rewarding?
Yes, we were looking at to see whether resolving uncertainty is exciting and therefore more rewarding. And we also had some data that people don't anticipate that they would work harder towards uncertain rewards, and we wanted to show that they actually will.
Mm-hmm. In addition to it being like a game and, you know, fun, what other psychological mechanisms might be factored in here?
The psychological mechanism is the motivation that people have when they are doing something. And when people are in the process of doing something, they really care about how they feel about it, whether it's exciting, whether it's interesting, whether it's fun, which is different than what people do when they think ahead whether they should do something.
So sort of the not knowing makes it more intriguing.
Yes, exactly. But you don't know that this feeling of not knowing and being intrigued is going to motivate you to work harder until you are doing it, until you are in the process.
Huh, Interesting. Is this at all related? I don't know. It made me think of gambling somehow. Is it related to that, where you don't exactly know what the outcome is going to be?
Yes, probably so, although we did not study gambling. We think that it's very similar. We think that gambling is also motivated in part by the excitement of making the unknown known, by finding out what is it that I'm going to get. I guess we should keep in mind that our focus in our research is to get people motivated to do what they want to do, that is to work harder, to push themselves, whereas gambling is often something that people are not trying to motivate themselves to do. So that's slightly different. Also, gambling, we often think that people like to gamble, but actually some people like to gamble. Many people hate to gamble.
Huh. All right.
So it's not generally true that everybody likes to gamble. There are people who like it and those who don't, whereas our effects are pretty general. We did not find a group of people that is not motivated by revealing the uncertain reward.
All right. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Professor Ayelet Fishbach. She is with the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, and she is the lead author of a new study finding that uncertain rewards can be motivating. Dr. Fishbach, will you talk a little bit about what are some of the practical applications of these findings? I imagine that there's a whole number of fields that this could really make a difference in.
Yes, absolutely. So uncertain rewards tend to be cheaper for the person who sets the reward system. Okay, so if you tell people that you'll give them the small or the large prize, that's cheaper than telling people that you will give them the large prize. So for educators who wish to motivate students, for marketers who wish to motivate consumers, for employers who wish to motivate employees, this is often an effective way to get people to do the task. Without really losing anything on the motivation, they will even be more motivated and paying less in their reward. Now, it's important to keep in mind that we are studying small stakes, so I would not recommend that people will get the uncertain salaries, for example. Mm-hmm. That can be scary. For getting people to do small things like daily tasks, like marketing promotions, revealing the uncertainty makes it like a game, makes it fun, and gets the student, employee, consumer involved.
Mm-hmm. Because it just engages somebody and they want to find out what's going to happen.
Yes, yes. And if you think about it, there are certainly marketing uses of this. So you do see promotions where it's about revealing something, right? So it's, I click on this email or whatever, and you'll find out some secret offer. And they're trying to test this motivation to find out what will they get.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked at whether... when you said, you know, like there's a smaller reward or a larger reward and people will work harder even if they don't know, even if they get the small reward, then is there a fatigue that happens over time where if you did it to them, if you ask them to do that again?
Yes, it's really interesting that you're asking this question because this is actually the research that we are doing right now. What we know, So, you know, you should join our team.
Great.
Yeah, that's exactly the question that we were thinking about as we were writing this research and sending it out for publication. We were thinking, well, what happens when you do it again and again over a sequence of actions? We have some preliminary data that you get the same effect over a sequence of actions. I prefer to talk about this research once we get it written and published, but I can just say at this point that, yes, that's the direction we are exploring now.
Well, interesting. That's great. Yeah. All right. I guess that eliminates the need for my next question, which what are your plans for further investigation in this area?
Well, you certainly hit on one of the main thing that we are doing right now that we are trying to get. We are also interested to see whether we can use this uncertainty, this revealing of uncertainty, making the unknown known, to get people to exercise more, to get people to engage in these more behaviors of recycling or other environmental actions. So there are other domains that we are trying to study, see whether if someone is giving me or I'm giving myself answers and rewards that will get me going.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff. Well, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go, Dr. Fishbach?
We often think of uncertainty as a bad thing, as something that people don't like. And clearly, when the stakes are very high, then people would like to avoid uncertainty. They prefer knowing what will happen. Clearly, people say that they don't anticipate liking uncertainty. But when the stakes are not too high, then people actually enjoy exploring the unknown, and there is positive impact on behavior. And we should keep that in mind, that not knowing exactly what I'm going to get can be exciting and increase my motivation.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's much more interesting and less boring. I mean, you don't want to always know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It was fun talking with you, and all the best in your work.
Okay, thank you very much for your insight.